The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. It looks like many of you remembered this morning. Remembered something very important, to turn your clocks back. So good job being here on time and ready to go. This morning we had a car that was out in the parking lot, just parked out there, and there was a note on it, on the glove compartment. It said, "Remember to turn back your clock," is what the little sticky note said on the car. And apparently whoever it was came before church started and they picked the car up and went off. So this morning, that's a theme of our worship service, actually, is remembering. It's All Saints Sunday. And it's a day to remember. Remember those who have died in the faith, brought into God's kingdom through the work of Jesus Christ. It's also a day for us to remember our status, that we are saints too. God has brought us into his family as well. So we pray that today would be certainly a day of encouragement and inspiration to hear that we are a part of the saints gathered around God's throne. We do have some announcements to share before we begin. I'm going to leave mine very short because there are some important ones to be shared. Actually, just the one thing that I'd share actually is that in our service today, it is All Saints Sunday, we are going to dedicate some time after the prayers of the church for the remembering of those who have died in the faith this past year or years before that were shared to our office here at Peace. And so during that time, Vicar Dollar is going to read the each individual name, and then the bell will ring, and we'll have a moment of silence, and we'll go through all those names. We got quite a few names to share today. I'd say 15 or 20. So I just want to say we're going to do that in our worship right after the prayers this morning. Other announcements to share this morning. I know Janny's got a big one. We have a big event coming here at Peace this week. So Janny?
Yes, indeed. This is the week, Saturday. And there is a misprint in the bulletin. It does start at 9. It is 9 to 3 instead of 10 to 3. So you don't want to be late. The items coming for the bazaar and Granny's Attic are to be here Tuesday. That's a short window for you because the church is generally closed on Mondays. The reason we would like them here by then is because we actually start setting them out on Wednesday. Also, the cookies and treats are due on Friday. There'll be more people here to accept those during the daylight hours. The attic is goods are coming down today. These are all the displays that we've had stored up there. So we'd like to have some manpower after fellowship to help with that. The items for Granny's attic goes behind in the classroom behind the mailbox. If you have items for the bazaar itself, please place them in the third classroom down the lane there. Nothing in the center. The last Sunday, this is the last Sunday for the quilt to be on sale, and we will have tickets for sale also on Saturday until our vicar draws at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. So, any questions? I'm here. If you've signed up for something and don't remember exactly what it is, just let me know.
Exciting week ahead. Jim?
Yeah, one final note. I've got the directory all updated with the updates folks have put in there. You might want to just double check, make sure everything looks good. If we're missing your picture, Corner Carol, I know it's not easy, but she's a real good picture taker. So,
if you want a new one, anybody who wants to update, especially if you have young children, let me get your picture today. When's it cut off?
I like to do it as soon as possible, so.
One more week.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. One other announcement to share. The church has been rekeyed, which means if the old keys are not working, if you would like a key and you have a good reason to have a key, please contact Callie. Callie's going away with Brian this next week, but we will have the keys in the next week or so.
If you're really imperfect.
Yes, and so the key to get in is in the lockbox. You can contact the office. We can give that number out if you don't know what that is as well. I think that does it for our announcements this morning. We're going to hand it off to our vicar here to call on God to begin our worship with our invocation.